I know you expect me to say it gets better, but if I'm going to be authentic, I can't say that.
Recent BYU graduate Mark May opens up with words of uncertainty, but also hope for LGBT youth, who, like himself, are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which condemns homosexuality as sinful.
I don't know where you are in your life right now. I don't know what experiences, what pain you've gone through. And I don't know for sure if it'll get better. But people that I know that love me have told me that. And I'm trying to believe it.
Another student in the video, Andrew Brown, is a junior public relations major who grew up Mormon in Apple Valley, California. He tells KCPW he didn't accept himself as gay until after he came to BYU.
It's just a childhood dream, I guess. I always wanted to come here. I never really thought that much about my sexuality growing up or even into early adulthood. But after my mission, I did, and it was really at BYU that I found myself and that I realized that I am homosexual.
The video has gotten hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube since it was released last Thursday. Bridie Jensen, who is also in the video, says she's had nothing but overwhelming support from viewers. Jensen, like others in the video, remain active in the church. She says she suspected she was gay from an early age, continually battling thoughts of believing she was a bad person.
I just remember how low of a place I got, like suicidal and in a mental institution at one point. It was just, and just because I didn't think that I was worth anything because I'm attracted to women as a woman. And it's ridiculous now that I look back on it, but I'm like, it was so real at the time. I never want anyone else to ever have to go through that.
BYU student Crystal Kimsley is not gay, but considers herself a straight ally as a member of the unofficial BYU group Understanding Same Gender Attraction, which most of the students in the video are part of. She says BYU has been portrayed as one of the least gay-friendly schools in the nation.
It hurts a little bit because I go here and it's not a good representation, but I think especially after the gay student panel that the sociology department put up, I can say I am proud to be a student at BYU, and I fully support LGBTQ rights.
Kendall Wilcox, a former producer in the school's broadcasting department, produced the video. Wilcox, who is gay, was fired from BYU last year. But he says this video is not a political statement about the LDS Church, BYU, or its policies.
It's an opportunity for BYU students who are all Mormon or LDS themselves to share their story, just to say this is what it's like for us to be gay or same-sex attracted and Mormon and here at BYU, and that the current status of that story is that it's getting better, like things are shifting and changing.
Wilcox says this video probably couldn't have existed more than 2 years ago. In 2007, he says BYU changed some of the wording in its honor code that allowed for students, faculty, and staff to openly state their sexual orientation without fear of expulsion. And in 2010, it deleted prohibitions on anything perceived as advocacy of homosexuality. He says the administration is definitely trying to live up to the most recent statements and standards of the church itself.
Things like their stance on anti-bullying, when the church came out expressly and said, as followers of Christ, it absolutely behooves all of us to treat everyone, all of our brothers and sisters, including and especially those who are gay and lesbian, with love and respect. That's what Christ would have us do.
BYU spokeswoman Carrie Jenkins says administrators have seen the video, but declined to comment, directing all media to the BYU Honor Code, which states that same-gender attraction is not a violation, but homosexual behavior, including sexual relations and physical intimacy, is prohibited. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.